Y'all know this has got to be one of the funnest times of the day, even though it's happening at a different time. What's up, everybody? It is your host, CL King, coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. That's right, y'all. I know it's daylight and y'all can see me. I mean, I'm looking out my studio window and I can see the birds still flying. I'm never seeing daylight when I do this show. I might tell the staff that we might switch the show to 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We can't do that because we love 8:30 so much. But anyway, I'm thankful that everyone has decided to join with us and that will join with us at various intervals of the show. And I am so blessed to be able to do what I love. This is what I love to do. I love to be able to bring people together that are doing dynamic things, ladies and gentlemen. And we were just looking at some of our analytics and our show, I'm telling you, God is just doing great things. Our show is just absolutely taking off. When I first started this back in 2019, the podcast, I couldn't pay people to listen to it. And now we've got people from all around the country, 10 different countries from coast to coast in the U.S. listening to Impacting Life 24/7. And why? It ain't because of me, y'all. It surely isn't because I'm such a great speaker, which that's what I do. But I recognize that the real draw to Impacting Life 24/7 is the people that come on this show. The people. And this is my Friday. So what better way to end my work week than with two dynamic world changers? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I brought two. One from all the way around the world, and one from my home state, Ohio. And so you've got two people from two different regions of the globe, and yet they're going to inspire you in such a way because their stories are so dramatically similar. And so I'm very, very blessed to have in the High Definition Studios two very, very amazing women. Now, one of the things that we always tell people who come on this show, if you're trying to sell Tupperware, this ain't going to be the show for you. But if you're trying to make an impact on people's lives, we want to hear your story. So I'm blessed to have two people that are going to change your life today. And I want to hear all about it. And you're going to hear all about it. I am welcoming Miriam Baldwin and Ashley Jackson Thompson to Impacting Life 24/7. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having us on your show.
Was that a pretty good introduction?
Woo!
I tell you what, man. I should start introducing myself.
I almost started taking some notes.
I'm teasing. So listen, we're thankful for you guys being a part of this special edition, Impacting Life 24/7. We typically are airing at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time PM. But because we wanted to make sure that we could at least get Miriam on the show before 2 a.m. her time, and she could be awake for the show, we said we would make some concessions. We don't do this often, so that's how you know this story is going to be pretty, pretty remarkable. And so before we get started, and we got to share the wealth here, so I'm going to go between, we flipped a coin before the show, and Miriam is going to go first. We won't tell them our real secret, guys. We're gonna let Miriam go first. But Miriam, what I ask all of our guests to do before we get started is tell people how they can contact you, how they can find you.
They can find me on my website, www.miriambaldwin.com. That's where they can find me.
You need to go to miriambaldwin.com. Did I do better on the last name? No, am I getting there? Am I getting a little bit better? Okay, and Ashley, how can people find you?
Yes, so people can find me at www.timelessdreamevents.com. And of course, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Timeless Dream Events. And if you happen to be on Clubhouse, the new awesome audio drop-in chat rooms, You can find me at Timeless Dream.
Yeah, we'll need to talk about Clubhouse one day, Ashley, because, you know, I got the app. I've opened a couple rooms from time to time. Nobody came in them, so I'm just like, I must not be important here. I'm out. See ya. So,
well, but we're going to follow you, and we're going to,
yeah, you know, it's just a matter rooms. It's just a matter of knowing how to navigate and actually, you know, finding the right way to build it. So I haven't really invested a lot of time in it, but somebody who does know that, I got to pick their brain. So anyway, Miriam and Ashley, the dynamic duo, the powerful ladies from two different parts of the world, are joining me today on Impacting Life 24/7. And thank you guys for joining us in for our live, folks, and also our podcast, which is Impacting Life 24/7 on all different major podcast outlets. What we want to do is we want to hear a little bit first about these ladies' great background, kind of how they got to where they are today. Give us a little introduction, because guess what? I know them and I know their story, but y'all don't know them. So every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, I introduce total strangers to y'all, and y'all wind up loving them. And I know you'll love these ladies. So Miriam, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I was born in South America, and I've been living in the Netherlands now for more than 30 years. So I'm 50 years young. Yes, I'm 50 years young. And I enjoy life to the max. But there was a time when I had to take care of my husband and my brother. So, like I said before, I'm really enjoying life to the max. And we will dive in later. I have so much to share. So that's Miriam, in short.
All right. Good job, Miriam. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. When I had these ladies in a pre-interview, the time flew by so fast talking to them and hearing their stories. I was really on the edge of my seat. And you guys are going to hear about it as well, because I feel like the stories that they have that they're sharing with us, they're sharing with the U.S. and the world, are you could possibly, if you live long enough, go down the same road these ladies have went down. And they're going to give us some tools and strategies to navigate that. So Ashley, Jackson Thompson, tell us a little bit about yourself up there in the Buckeye State.
Yes. OH, born and raised. And like Miriam, I am a caregiver to my husband and now my grandfather. So I have the distinction of taking care of two of the finest men in my life. And like Miriam also said, I just love life. I love celebrating it. I love celebrating the love. You just never know when your last day here on earth is going to be. So why not enjoy today? Enjoy the moment.
Right. That's powerful. Enjoy the moment. So, you know, again, you are so right. I'm sitting here looking out my window again, and it's like 80 degrees here in Eastern North Carolina. I know it ain't no temperatures like that up in Ohio. What's the weather there like in the Netherlands, Miriam?
In the Netherlands, I think it's around 40 degrees.
Oh.
So it's
oh man, but I gotta hurry up and get this show over so I can get to the water. No, I'm just teasing. So we're going to go, you know, like Miriam's going to go first and Ashley will go second. I want you guys to understand that these stories are going to go parallel, even though they're told by two different people with two different, you know, circumstances. But yet the stories are very parallel. So, Miriam, you were enjoying life. You were married and everything was going well. You had your business and all of that. And all of a sudden, life changes. At what year did life change for you and your husband?
My husband and I, we met each other back in 1998. And he was a diabetic. And as of 1999, he started suffering from kidney failure. Mm. And in 2001, he started with dialysis. And in 2003, the end of 2003, he had a kidney pancreas transplant surgery. So during 1999 and 2003, it was a very hectic period. It was a very hectic time. You have no idea. I was the caregiver. I was the cook, the cleaner, the driver. I did everything. I worked full time and I was caregiving.
Working full time, caregiving, going through dynamic surgeries, dialysis before that, And that was difficult. Putting it mildly is to use the word difficult. It was hard. And you know, sometimes we live our lives and life happens. Uh-huh. Adversity happens. This is kind of like the first tagline of my book, Who Ate My Brownie? No matter the adversity, you still can make it. You two ladies got dealt some adversity. Let's leave that on the stove for a quick second. And Ashley, life changed for you too. It dealt you some adversity. Tell us, lead us up to what happened with you.
Yes. So definitely 2017, you know, we just got engaged, like literally was just engaged 2.5 months. And we got this devastating news that my husband to be has a rare cancer in stage 4. And I had just turned 31. He was 37. And we just couldn't wrap our minds around this, because who gets this kind of diagnosis this young? You know, we weren't prepared for it. We had just picked out our venue and did our down deposit on our venue. Right. So we weren't prepared to hear that news.
So when you talk about, Miriam, when you talk about caregiving, okay, I don't think people necessarily understand. And I want you to paint the picture of the reality of caregiving from Miriam's perspective, like the loneliness and the weariness and the tiredness and the I got to be on call all day. Explain that, how that was for you. She's got to unmute Miriam.
I love that you bring this up. To give you an idea what my day looked like, I woke up at 5:30 in the morning, started at the office at 7:30, worked until 3:30, got home, took the car, and this was the time when Martin was in the hospital. Went to the hospital, it was a one-way drive, it was 50 minutes, one-way drive, stayed with him until 9:30 in the evening, came back home, did some cleaning, checked some emails, went to bed at 12, maybe 12:30, and then the next morning, 5:30, and this went on for weeks. So when he finally got home, I took care of him. And it included all the things like going to the pharmacy, groceries, cooking, cleaning, driving him to doctor's appointments. Mm-hmm. That was my life.
Yeah, driving him, obviously, because he couldn't drive at that particular time, right?
Yeah.
And I remember, let me just insert this with parallel with you. I remember when I had my back surgeries and I was bad off for a couple years. I mean, my wife had to drive me everywhere. And I could even see on her face that when we'd be going out to the car, she's looking at me like, you need to get better. I'm driving you everywhere, you know? And so, Ashley, you know, similar scenario in terms of the feelings of, you know, like you go into now full-time caretaker mode. What was that like in the emotions and the duties that you had?
Sure. You know, I'm not going to lie. I was angry. And it took me a while to shift my mindset with that. You know, I was angry at Troy. But then I had to shift and no, you're not angry at your fiance. You're angry at his body. Mm-hmm. Because it was literally failing him and he was too young for that. So I dealt with that. And for the longest, I never said anything to anybody. I held that in because I thought that would make me look bad. So you're always feeling guilty. You're feeling lonely because of the guilt, because you don't want to share these feelings. So then you keep them to yourself. Then because you're bottling all these feelings in, you're anxious and stressed. And how that manifested for me, you know, physically, I had stomach ulcers. I had migraines. Mm-hmm. I gained weight. You know, there was all the things, because what Miriam said, you're doing all the things plus more. You know, you're full-time everything. You're the full-time everything.
Right. Yeah.
As a family caregiver.
Wow. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Impact Life 24/7. We give a shout out to our podcast audience as well as our live audience that will tune in. What we're also going to do, Miriam and Ashley, is we're going to do a watch party at 8:30 today. Miriam, you'll be in the bed, but we're going to do a watch party at 8:30 live. So that way we can catch another segment of folks from the West Coast that are still probably at work right now. You know, you talked about what your husband was going through, Miriam, and you know, he's got to go to dialysis. Dialysis is a tough, you know, my father had diabetes. I don't remember him going to dialysis, but I've talked to people who've had it and it wears you out. Can you explain that?
Yes, it definitely does. Martin started with peritoneal dialysis. Sorry. And
what is that?
As of the beginning, he had a tube in his belly, so he could do the dialysis on his own.
Okay.
He could do it himself. So because Martin never stopped working, he worked full time. So he could take those bags to work and do it himself. And what we didn't know is that there was a bacterium in the tube when they connected it. So he had a lot of peritoneal infection. I don't know the exact word.
Right.
And wow. He was so, you know, it worn him out.
Yeah.
He had so many infections, and that could be one of the reasons why the doctor said, okay, if you keep getting these infections, you're not able, you won't get on the transplant list. Mm. So you have to switch to hemodialysis. So after, I think, 1.5 years, he switched to hemo.
And what is that? Dialysis.
Yes. So he went 3 times a week to the hospital. So there was a taxi service, and that was a bad taxi service. So I had to drive him to the hospital and take him back home. So that was added on my plate. But there, we didn't have a choice.
Right.
You know, and we were focused on him getting a transplant surgery.
Right. Yeah.
The dialysis, it really, he totally looked gray.
Yeah. That's what I continue to hear, is that the quality of life. Yeah, it might extend your life, but the quality of life is just not there with dialysis. And you got to watch your water intake and all that kind of stuff. Right. Yeah. So Ashley, he had a rare form of cancer, 37 years old. Here you are, this young bride to be. And tell us about the journey of the treatment and how that went, and it wasn't always easy, huh?
No, no, not at all. So, you know, we didn't have time to question the doctors. Like, we said, okay, when does it start? So, you know, the first chemo that they hit him with was very...
Sorry, someone come barging to my studio for those of y'all watching me. Go ahead.
The first... chemo that he was hit with was really strong and nasty. I mean, he was sick. He was losing weight because he didn't want to eat. And, you know, then they had specialized radiation, which Cincinnati has, there might be more now, but at the time there was only like a dozen facilities in the United States that where he could get the specialized radiation. So thank God we chose his care in Cincinnati. And, you know, they thought that this was working until we realized it wasn't, and the tumor was growing back. So then that's when they turned back and said, okay, we need to go in and see if we can surgically remove this tumor. So of course, you know, with surgery or in any of it, really, you know, there's consequences to it. And we found his consequence was really big. So because of the tumor and where it was, it started in his nasal cavity, which is what made it so rare.
Mm-hmm.
So because it started in this general area, they had to take away his left eye because it started creeping into the eye canal, his left nostril, and a part of his skull, just so that it wouldn't reoccur. So, you know, we're thinking, okay, great. He had this surgery. You know, we're as we're sitting out in the waiting room, and I'm like, okay, this will be better. And then when, you know, the doctor came out to tell me what all they had to do, I'm just like, what? And it wasn't until I went to go see him in recovery is when I broke down. And thankfully, my mom was behind me because she caught me, and I didn't want him to see me out of sorts
with your
like
reaction.
That because I know he fed off of my energy.
Well, hold on. I want to pause right there. Because, you know, it's one thing, y'all, to get, you know, even though my back surgeries cost $500,000, I still was the same Chris, except for I just had to be wheeled around in a wheelchair. And we, you know, whatever you say, this is who you are and this is what you present. And he had to go through a image altering surgery to try to keep him alive. Now let's just pause right there. Miriam, when your husband got the kidney transplant, how long was he on the donor list?
He had been on the donor list, I think, for more than 1 year.
Okay.
Because he needed two organs. They speed up the process.
Okay. Is it always common to do is the pancreas as well, or that needed to be done also?
They did both at the same time. Is that what you mean? The kidney and the pancreas.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if somebody gets a kidney transplant, do they have to have a pancreas transplant?
No, not always. Because sometimes they are not suffering from diabetes.
Okay.
All of them.
Okay. So
they only need a kidney.
So then after the kidney and pancreas transplant, how was the recovery? Because you still had to take care of him after that, right?
Yes, I did. And I was driving back and forth to the hospital every single day. And I remember that we had a conversation with a social worker in the hospital. And she asked me, Miriam, how are you doing? I cried for 15 minutes. I started sobbing and I was mad at that woman. I wanted to punch her.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that she asked me the question. I didn't want Martin to see me like that.
Right.
Because I was his superhero. I had my cape on. And superheroes don't cry. They can take care of everything.
Right.
That's what I thought. So that's when they found out that I burnt out. I burned out. And burnout is a nasty place. It's a dark place. It's full of negativity.
Let me just interject there because, listen, y'all, and I want to say this to our listening audience internationally as well as in the United States, that Miriam just said the word that everyone, you know, tries to dance around. You know, us motivators, Miriam's working on her book. Ashley's finishing up her book. We're content creators. You guys know I have people on the show from all walks of life that are influencers and such. And sometimes people see you in your mode and think, okay, she said Shiro or a hero, right? You're invincible. And then the reality is that you cannot continue to pour and continue to pour and continue to pour and never be refilled back up. And what you've seen with Miriam and also with Ashley is that they were pouring and pouring and pouring. And finally, the body or the vessel said, it's empty. There's nothing else that can come out of it. So let's hold on right there. Ashley, so you guys, you were in the room with your mother after you went in and saw your fiance had this very invasive, very aggressive surgery. So did that start the road to recovery?
No. we thought so. But so, you know, all along, you know, doing all the things, being the everything. I'm also planning our wedding because Troy, even though I asked for us to postpone, not cancel, but postpone the wedding, he was adamant about us keeping our date because he was not sitting in that chemo chair for 8 hours a day and going through this surgery to not see me walk down the aisle on the date that we had picked out. Wow. So that gave him the strength to want to have this treatment and recover from this surgery. So that's what he did. He recovered from his surgery. Then he had another round of chemotherapy and radiation, which actually brought us up to about 2 weeks before our wedding. Mm. And we did get married on August 11th of 2018, one of the best days of my life, and not the best day of my life. Aww. And we had so much fun. It was beautiful. You know, we got to do and see everybody that we that needed to be there. They were there. And, you know, we the doctors asked us before we got married if we wanted to see his newest results before the wedding or after we returned from our honeymoon. We opted to do the after the honeymoon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we went to Hawaii for 2 weeks and we get back from paradise and
grass skirts and everything.
What's that?
I said grass skirts and everything, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. You get back and you know, get back at what happens.
Yeah. We went from paradise to reality real quick. Mm-hmm. When we returned.
So the reality was what?
Reality was that his latest MRI results were not good at all, and that the tumor was returning. And because they had exhausted all the different chemotherapies and all the radiation for this area, so for head and neck area, he's never allowed to have radiation in this area ever again. He's had his lifetime's worth of radiation. And all the chemotherapy and immunotherapy that there was, even trials, there was no trials for him to try. She came into the room and said, Troy, I am so sorry to tell you this. I know you guys just got married and got back from your honeymoon, but it's coming back and there's literally nothing else I can do for you. Then she turns and looks at me and says, Ashley, honey, I'm so sorry, but I'm going to put you in contact with hospice. And the only thing about hospice I knew was that's where you go to die.
That's it. Yeah.
So immediately I start bawling. And the thing that got me out of that snapped me out of me crying was Troy yelling all of a sudden. He said, no, I don't think so. You better go find me something else to take. He did that. He said, you better find me something else to take because I just got this woman to marry me and I'm not going out like that.
Hold on right there. We got to stop right there. Boy, Troy, I can't wait. I can't wait. We got a little surprise for you guys at the end of the show. I want everybody to stick around. Thank you for tuning in to Impacting Life 24/7 and to our podcast audience. Yeah, you want to listen to the end because we definitely have a surprise for you. So, Miriam, we get through the kidney and pancreas transplant, and things are going well, or relatively well.
Right. Things were going so.
But you still had to be there for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He needed two major surgeries. So the first surgery was done in November 2003, and the second 3 months later.
Oh, wow.
So they discovered my burnout right after the first surgery. So I always tell people the question of the social worker, Miriam, how are you doing? It actually saved my life. Mm. When I got home, I looked in the mirror and I asked myself the question, Miriam, do you want to go on like this? What will happen to Martin if something happens to you?
Ooh,
who will take care of him? I couldn't answer. I looked at myself and I said, Okay. Yeah, I have to do something. And so I had to cope with burnout and preparing for the next major surgery, not knowing how Martin would recover.
Right.
How and if the organs, if his body would reject
them, right.
So fear, anxiety, not knowing, coping with burnout.
Uncertainty.
But I was so determined to get better, to get out of that mess. So I started investing in myself, and that included three major things. Revitalizing my energy, my own energy, setting boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And starting filling my own cup.
See,
baby steps. It didn't happen overnight, not at all. It took me months, but I didn't give up.
She said baby steps, and that's good. Small steps, great distances, according to what ET says. So let me ask you this, Miriam. There was a span of time where we're on this journey, and then you get more medical derailments that happened in your husband's life, correct? That he had to have eye surgery and what else?
Groin rupture, surgeries, eye surgeries. He broke his ankle 6 years later, had a surgery as well.
Right.
And unfortunately that surgery didn't go well. So his ankle is kind of weird,
right.
I call it weird.
Yeah.
So he needed orthopedic shoes. And
so you guys on this journey have truly been in a medical, state of consciousness that, man, you didn't really get to for this whole span of time. It's just been like, okay, I've got to be on call, but you did start having some recollections that, okay, if this vessel is going to continue to stay empty, I might not be around to help take care of my husband. So Ashley, your husband said you was like ready to fall under the chair, and your husband was like, no, we ain't going right. out like that. Did you see? I just came back from Hawaii. Fix me, right? And so, I mean, I'm just feeling that spirit. Like, yeah, let's get it.
Yeah.
And so, what happened? What did they do?
Yeah, so that's the most interesting part. I fully believe if he wouldn't have been so adamant about them reviewing his case again, maybe we wouldn't be here. But they reviewed his case again, and they thought maybe, just maybe, that it might not be tumor, but it might be scar tissue. But the only way to figure that out for 100% would be to open him back up. So another surgery. And of course, we're both like, well, what else do we have to lose? Like, let's do this. So, you know, they open him back up, and, you know, they have to remove a little bit more of his skull bone. Plus they had to remove part of his brain.
Oh my.
But yeah, he's had a lot done. But the awesome thing is, it was scar tissue. It was not tumor. And, you know, that brings us to March of 2020, when he was pronounced cancer-free.
Glory. Baby. Look at that. Cancer-free Ashley and her husband. That is so awesome. Listen.
And I do want to add.
Go ahead.
I don't suggest people do this, but I went to research figures on how rare his cancer was. And when I did, in the very beginning, I was devastated. But I want to tell you and the listeners, this man that I married had a 35% chance of surviving.
35% chance. And
he did. He beat it.
He
beat it to the curb.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning in to Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King. I'm here joined with Ashley Jackson Thompson. You can find her at timelessdreamevents.com. And of course, Miriam Baldwin. You can find her at miriambaldwin.com. And I'm going to spell that for you. B-O-L-D-E-N. No, B-O-L-D-E-W. IJN. I want you to find both of them. Go check these ladies out because their stories are absolutely, I mean, like, you know what? I shouldn't sing another sad song listening to this. And so we get cancer free, but we're, Miriam is still on the stove. We're still got her simmering because we, after all that she's been through with her husband, then she gets the news about her brother. Tell us about that.
It was November, one day after my birthday. I was at the office when Martin called me and he said, Miriam, you have to call your brother Patrick right now. I said, why? No time to explain, call your brother. So I called him and he was talking strange. He had a stroke while I was talking to him on the phone and he was living alone. So big guy, 46 years old, I called the paramedics and told them, you have to go to his home right now. So I went over there and I wasn't happy with what I saw. My brother was in a bad shape. So we went to the hospital, all of us. I remember that Martin stayed with my brother in the ER. He didn't leave him. And the first 2 weeks after the stroke, we didn't know if my brother would make it. We celebrated his 47th birthday in the ICU, not knowing if he could make it. He was paralyzed on the right side of his body. He didn't know the names of his kids. He didn't know my name. He only knew that I was his sister. He couldn't walk, he couldn't talk. And there you are, looking at your brother, laying in that bed, not able to talk or walk, and not knowing if he will make it.
Wow.
Fear, anxiety,
stress. So you had to begin to take care of your brother, huh?
Yeah. Luckily and thankfully, the family supported all of us. We did it together.
Good.
Absolutely. So that was a big plus. You know, the support system was awesome. But I would like to share that, you know, the nurses, they did everything they could, but they could only shower him once a week. They could do a fresh up every day, but a shower once a week. Mm. And, you know, when I heard that, I've always had a good relationship with my brother. And even though it felt awkward seeing him naked, you know, his hygiene was top priority.
Right.
And showering every day would, I was so sure that it would speed up his recovery. So when I asked him, bro, are you okay with me showering you? I could see that he felt uncomfortable and he looked away. He mumbled something because he couldn't talk. And then I explained, bro, listen, these are the benefits if you shower daily. There was no way I was going to let embarrassment win from me.
Right, right. You know.
And I started showering him every single day. And the nurses and the doctors, they were blown away. His improvement.
Yeah.
So 3 months after his stroke, he started walking and talking again.
See, this is what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. I told y'all that these ladies were world changers. And I am convinced that life, ladies and gentlemen, is precious and life can change in an instant. But you don't ever, let me just get in here for y'all. You don't ever turn your back on your family, man. You don't ever turn your back on your loved ones. Because, you know, Miriam, one day you might need your brother, you know, and one day you might need your husband to care for you in some season of your life. And I really feel like, ladies and gentlemen, that I want you to hear the spirit by which these ladies are talking. They're talking about two or three dynamic situations that happened in their life that they weren't necessarily prepared for, that drew the life out of them. Ashley, you had reached your wit's end, and you know, you're like, I'm gonna lose my husband because they're telling me that's it, call in hospice. And then you got the news that he is going to not die, but he's going to live. And so what was that moment like, and what'd y'all do next?
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. It was everything that we had hoped and prayed for, you know, for over 3 years. And right after we got the news, it was like, boom, pandemic hit. And then dealing with, you know, just the world kind of shutting down. Right. But, you know, in that moment of quiet and stillness is when I realized again, I had already burnt out once before,
right.
But in that moment, after his cancer-free status, I didn't know who Ashley was because I had put my all into him and his treatments and now a recovery phase. But who am I?
Right.
Who am I? What am I supposed to do? What is my purpose here on earth? Because I don't know it right now.
Because you have been pouring into him this whole time, just like Miriam had been pouring into her husband and her brother this whole time. And there does come a time like, okay, so, and it's like, it's like this. You gave everything that you have to this particular cause or this event, and you're all in. Nothing else really matters. You might be existing, you might be going to work, but you know, first thing in the morning is you're thinking about your husband. Last thing at night, you're thinking about your husband, right? You're thinking about your fiance. And then they get better, and then you're like, okay, so wait a minute, what's my purpose now? Right? Yeah. And I know it's not to continue to be a quote unquote caretaker. So what is my purpose? And these two ladies and gentlemen, because I got to make sure that I save time for the special event. I want us to pivot now, because listen, your husband was on death's doorstep. Your husband went through multiple surgeries, Miriam, and had kidney transplant and pancreas transplant and eye surgery. Then your brother had a stroke, and the world seemed to fall apart, except that there were two strong women that were holding them up. The everything that seemed to fall apart was held together by two amazing women. Strong women. I think we're celebrating International Women's Month this month. How fitting for us to have and close out our week like that. So, Miriam, with you, you just recently, not too long ago, said, "Hey, man, I'm gonna close up my shop," because you had a plus size women dress shop and all that kind of stuff, and making
sure, you know, I'm still blown away that I was able to give more than 1,000 beautiful women more confidence, see the beauty in themselves and love themselves.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
I closed the web shop back in 2019. And I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Didn't know what you wanted to do.
Until last August.
Till last August, August of 2020. Now listen, when was your moment of starting yours, Ashley? Was it in 2020 as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was July.
Don't tell all the secrets now, y'all. Here's what I want y'all to know, okay? These two ladies pivoted from caretaking and full-time caretaking and being drained. They pivoted in the midst of a global pandemic and said, "I've got to do more." Even when everything is saying stop and go hide and dig a hole and jump in it. Miriam had a successful online clothing shop, and she closed it down. And what'd you do next, Miriam?
I started writing a book about my caregiver's journey. And while I was writing that book, I discovered that I had so much content, so much information to share with fellow caregivers or medical professionals, anybody who's taking care of someone else.
That's right.
That I decided to put all the content in a 6-week online program to help people prevent a burnout, to help them know when, why, and how to set boundaries, to revitalize their energy, to own their well-being because they are worthy of a wonderful life too.
Man, and you know what? You can find that Miriam Baldwin. You can find this this course, and you can connect with her at miriambaldwin.com. And let me see if I can read the correct words this time. That's Miriam MeriamBoldwin.com. I want you to go to MeriamBoldwin.com. If you know someone that's in caretaking, or you are a caretaker of a family member, a spouse, a loved one, and you want to find a way to revitalize yourself, to set boundaries, to you know, kick things up again because you've been pouring out so much, I want you to connect with Miriam, because she has been through the fire and she's come out on the other side to help, you know, not just in, you're in the Netherlands. You're not just helping the Netherlands. You're helping the whole globe, sister. And we want everybody to connect with you. And then Ashley said, hey, look, I had my wedding. I was the wedding planner right when finding out, you know, that, oh my goodness, my husband's come through this traumatic time and all the surgeries and everything that he went through. So then you came back and said, okay, so now that my husband's better, what do I do? So in July of 2020, what did you do?
Yes. Before July, I actually decided to invest in myself.
Oh, go ahead.
And I got a business coach that would help guide me going through my different passions, likes, dislikes, and it brought to me my purpose. And my purpose is Timeless Dream Events.
Yes.
So we plan any type of event, really for anyone, but specifically for my heart, chronically and terminally ill, and their loved ones. So we will help you celebrate love and life, because you just never know when it's your turn. So celebrate it now. Do it now. Love now.
Yeah, and I went to her website and both of these ladies' websites, and I love what they've got going on. I want you to go to Ashley's website as well. It's timelessdreamevents.com. And that's basically, you know, another part of it that I gathered is, hey, listen, if you're going through an already tough time, an already stressful, strenuous time, let Ashley take some of the guesswork out of it, because especially if you're going through a terminal situation or a potentially terminally ill, she's been there. She knows exactly what you're going through. So her events that she can help you plan and coordinate and execute will be done with that in mind. It's one thing to call the local Billy's Ham and Egg caterer and he just gonna just throw something together. Come on, boy, put them. No. She been there. So she knows what you're going through as a family and the stress. And so I want you guys to go to her website that are listening on our podcast. After you're finished listening, go to timelessdreamevents.com. And then if you're looking to revitalize yourself and understand how to set boundaries, you got to check out my friend Miriam Boldwin. And you can go to MiriamBoldwin.com. That's MeriamBoldwin. Now, I told y'all that y'all had to stick around to the end because I had a special treat for you. And we've been talking about two significant others in these ladies' lives. And I felt like it was only appropriate to close the show out hearing from these amazing gentlemen that have these amazing ladies as their champions. And so I like to bring on Miriam's husband and also Ashley. You can get your husband and they can come on screen. You guys on the podcast, you guys can see them. And for those of you that are watching live, you can see them. And those of you that are, what's up, my brother? Those of you that are listening to our podcast, you'll be able to hear them. So Ashley just told us your story, my brother. Tell me your name again, sir.
Troy Thompson.
Troy, man, I just want you to know, brother Troy, I feel your spirit, man. So tell me, Troy, when you were in the hospital, man, and they said, "That's it, you're done. You call hospice." What rose up in you that said, "We ain't going that way"? What was that moment like, bro?
Just, you know, I'm not one to give up, you know, just fight determination. And, you know, I know God had my back. So,
okay.
I wasn't giving up.
You know what I'm saying? I want to get in a foxhole with Troy, because Troy's a fighter, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are so blessed, Troy, by your story. We've been inspired. Ashley is changing the world because of you. And we're thankful that you didn't give up, my bro, because, man, I got to meet a real-life celebrity. Listen, I've had multimillionaires on this show, but I haven't had a celebrity like you, brother. So we appreciate you, and we salute you, my man.
Thank you. I wake up every day to see her smile.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. See that? Look, Valentine's Day came early. And so if we go up north, we got Miriam's husband, and I've talked to him a little bit. He's such a humorous guy. Funny man. Tell me your name again, sir.
Hi, I'm Martin.
Martin.
You want to try my back name, my last name as well?
Martin, I've been trying the whole show, bro. Martin Baldwin, right?
Oh yeah. No, my name is Cornelius.
I knew I shouldn't have brought him on the show, because he was cutting up in the pre-show. And Martin, listen, man, all kidding aside for a hot second, you what do you think about Miriam? She is a fantastic woman, and the journey that she's on is kind of inspired by you. How do you feel about her, man?
She's a great lady. I mean, I met her in 98 and almost immediately fell in love. After that, we had a big struggle, but we got on top of it, and mainly because both of our determination. I mean, like Troy, I don't give up, and neither does Miriam. And that's something you need if you want to end it in the right way.
Yeah. You know, here's what I'm hearing from 1, 2, 3, 4 people, that no matter the adversity, ladies and gentlemen, you still can make it. And these ladies that are our guests on our show really are, they were the caretakers for their husband. For those of you that might be coming in at the very last minutes of the show, I just want you to know that Troy was given a death sentence. He was told that, listen, get your affairs in order. He had a rare form of cancer. Only 35% of the people survive. And then Martin, he had a successive amount of ailments. He had to get a kidney transplant as well as a pancreas transplant. He had eye surgery, broke his legs. He had all different types of ailments. And these two ladies, their wives, had to care for them. And so their journey has been to help other caretakers around the world understand, hey, man, here's our journey. Here's the lessons we learned, and we want to help you. So, Troy, you know, there's people listen to this show from all around the country and around the world, brother. So I want you to give a word of encouragement to those people who may be feeling like there's no hope. Give a word of encouragement, bro.
You know, I'm a living example. There's always hope. Just never give up. Say your prayers. God has got your back. Just keep fighting. It's going to be all right.
Keep fighting. God's got your back. I love that language right there. And my man Martin. Okay, can you do this without telling a joke, brother?
No.
y'all know Martin's a clown, man. And it's cool how just real quick, it's really cool how Ashley and Miriam hooked up, because Ashley started a group of four caretakers, and Miriam joined. And, you know, Miriam and Martin are in the Netherlands, and Ashley is in Ohio. Y'all know I'm from Cleveland, right? I'm from the land, baby. And so, yeah. So, Martin, what I'd like for you to do, Martin, I'd like for you to give a word of encouragement to our listeners out there, please.
Well, there's always some hope. Like Troy, one of my doctors said that without the transplants, I would have about 12 to 18 months left to live. So look at your options and only look at the positive side. If you only take the negative as advice, you're not going to make it. You have to look at the positive side.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about. Man, I feel so much better. My VP came on the line, Greg Smith. He usually runs the show for me in the background. I guess he decided to, he was at work, so don't hold it to him. But Greg, what's up, VP? Yeah, we got some awesome people here, man. Looking at our live chat, everyone's chiming in now. See, I told you they come in later throughout the show. But I had on my show, ladies and gentlemen, Ashley Jackson Thompson, and of course her lovely, handsome, tough husband, brother Troy Thompson, and Miriam Baldwin and her husband Martin Baldwin from New Zealand. Ashley and Troy are in Ohio. I like you guys to go to their websites. Miriam's website is miriambaldwin.com. That's BoldeWijn.com. And Ashley is a timelessdreamevents.com. So Ashley, Miriam, I'm going to turn the floor over to y'all real quick before we punch up out of here. I would like for you all to do the exact same things with your awesome spouses right by your sides, because you guys have been through this. You guys have been through this together. And I would like to hear from Ashley. Yeah, where'd Troy go? Did he just stay over there, Troy? Man, don't make me come up to Ohio, baby. Don't make me come up there. I'm teasing. You know what I'm saying? I can't mess with Troy. That brother been through the fire. He look at me like, you better go on back to sleep, boy. So, Ashley, speak the word of encouragement to our listeners out there from all across the country and around the world. Give them a word of encouragement.
Definitely. You know, you might feel like you're going through the fire and hell, but keep marching on. Only listen to your inner voice. Listen to God. Seek Him. Without Him, we wouldn't be. You know, that's the source of my strength. And just get a good support system that are continually speaking life into you. Because that's what I had as well. They were speaking life into me, so then I could speak life into him.
Awesome. And you know what, Ashley, you are a life giver. You're a life speaker. And Troy, you're a life speaker too, brother. We love and appreciate you. Miriam, give us some closing thoughts.
I want to add to all that Ashley just said. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, I am worthy of a wonderful life too. And while you're taking care of someone else, make sure you take care of yourself too. Mm-hmm. Fill your own cup and serve others from your overflow.
Yes.
Boy, that's powerful. Y'all church people need to listen to that one right there. That is so good. So Martin and Troy and Ashley and Miriam, listen, we're friends for life now. Y'all stuck with me, okay? You feel me? Even you too, Martin. You're stuck with me, buddy. And you guys are in Cincinnati, or where you close by to?
We're in Dayton area.
Okay, well, that ain't far from Cleveland. So I got to come through Dayton to get to Cleveland. So I'll let y'all know when I'm on the road, okay? We'll hook up and do dinner.
Okay.
It'll be Martin's treat, though. We'll get Martin to send us the money for dinner.
Okay, that sounds great.
Martin said, you just hang by and wait for that dinner.
Some pictures from a nice dinner.
Yes. Listen, guys, we love you. We appreciate you. We will have you back when your books release. We can't wait to hear about those books, and we'll have you back on the show and talk about your great things that you're doing. Ashley Jackson Thompson and Miriam Baldwin from Netherlands, and Ashley Thompson from Ohio. Thank you guys for being on the show. We really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Definitely. Thank you.
All right, God bless you. God bless you guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Y'all did a great, great job. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is what the show is like on a sunny afternoon at 4 Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, brother Greg, for helping me out there, bro. Man, those ladies' story was absolutely amazing. I mean, I just, you know, I don't think we appreciate the whole caretaking piece and apparatus of it. I mean, it really is about you know, they had to sustain life for two. It's one thing, you know, when you guys are in partnership and everything's cool, but it's another thing when you got to sustain life for two. It was very, very trying and taxing for those ladies, but they came out and so did their husbands. And so that's the kind of stories that you'll hear on Impacting Life 24/7, y'all. What a great, great show. And I'm going to give their website out one more time. You can go to Miriam Baldwin. You can find her at Miriam Baldwin. That's BoldeWijn.com. Or you can go to Ashley Thompson's website at TimelessDreamEvents.com. Not or, but and. I want you to go to both of those websites and support those ladies. Man, they've got some great entrepreneurial spirit, and they are not going to quit. I know their businesses are going to thrive because they they didn't let their husbands die. They did not give up. They did not quit. And though they were caretakers and though it was rough, they did not stop. And here they are now sharing their journeys and helping other people process this same, you know, if you're going through that same scenario. So connect with them online. We thank you guys for being such supporters of this show, Impacting Life 24/7. I didn't get to give a shout out to our sponsors, but I'll do it twice on Monday. We'll be back here Monday night at 8:30, our normal time. Our normal times are Monday 8:30, Tuesday 8:30, Thursday 8:30. Eastern Standard Time. That's p.m. 8:30 p.m. So the show is now in 10 different countries, state to state, east and west coast, north and south. And so we're very, very blessed. We can't believe like the growth is happening right before our eyes. And that's because we have world changers on our show like we did just a few minutes ago. And again, thank you, Greg. Appreciate you, man. I hope that everyone has a great weekend and come back with us on Impacting Life 24/7 Monday at 8:30 p.m. with your host, CL King. We'll talk again soon.